Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, pre-market report on this Friday, October 27, 2023. You're never going to guess what happened. I'm sure this is not a surprise to you, nor a shock to hear. Are you ready? The United States has directly attacked targets in Syria, and this is having a nice effect on crude oil, which is higher by about 1.5%. As I am doing this video blog, and trading doesn't start for roughly an hour and a half from, again, the time I am doing this here. It appears clearly that the United States, along with Israel, of course, and you know, this whole thing, the military-industrial complex, is determined to see war expand around the world. This has been the goal since the get-go. And I think, you know, that's unfortunately where it's going, and it's going to get a lot worse from here. But you're not supposed to know that. You're supposed to think that everybody wants peace. Maybe you and I do, but the goal is war. The goal is always war. And war, as you all know, generates more cash for the military-industrial complex in terms of borrowed dollars than any other endeavor on this earth, and many, many people are going to die. And the more people that die here, the higher U.S. GDP is going to go. Oh yeah, remember yesterday we got this miraculous number, 4.9%. And of course, you know, no one's going to tell you this except for Reuters. Reuters, my hat went off to Reuters yesterday when they said that this GDP number was basically off of our support for the Ukraine-Russia war. You can only imagine how high GDP is going to go now that we're backing not one war, but another one too, with regard to Israel against Hamas, against Iran, whoever they're going to tell you. Of course, you know they're going to sell you a story, but that's just the way it always goes. And again, they're going to try to get people to back it. You have to understand, that's what scares me the most. A false flag event on U.S. soil or on a NATO nation here would really exacerbate the underlying problem, which is what they want to do. They want to draw more of the world into this conflict. And unfortunately, this is just the opening salvos here of World War III. And you can only imagine how high GDP is going to go. Yeah, I mean, with regard to Israel, look, you know this already. And let's back up. When this whole thing started initially with Ukraine, Russia, we said right here that this was the beginning of World War III. Most of you thought that I was crazy, but no, this is where we're going here. And we would not, I told you war was going to expand. This is not it. A Middle Eastern war here is exactly what the doctor ordered here. And, you know, of course, this is going to have a profound effect, especially if Iran gets directly involved. And they're looking for an excuse to hit targets in Iran directly, and they will. Iran will be attacked big time. Just wait. It's coming. And crude oil is going to go to the moon. Energy prices are going to the moon. Many, many more people are going to die. And that's going to require hundreds of billions of dollars to be funneled over there and everywhere else. And of course, that's positive for GDP. See, you're not supposed to know. It's just laughable to me, honestly, that government spending in any form. I mean, if the government wants to send $100 billion to the Israel, first of all, we don't have the cash. All right, where does the cash come from? Federal Reserve. We don't have a war chest. No developed nation on the planet has a war chest. They have to borrow this cash from the central banks, who are more than happy to lend. You know how this works, people. The more cash or the more debt that a central bank is called on to issue, the stronger they become. Exponentially stronger, not weaker. You remember that whole fairy tale under the last president, President Trump? Oh, he's bankrupting the Fed. That's why he's spending like this. He's bankrupting the Fed. No. All he was doing was empowering the Fed. All right? Every dollar that a central bank is called on to issue makes them stronger. Okay? It doesn't make them weaker. Central banks have one product, debt. And the more they can issue to the world, the more they're called on to issue to the world, in this case, the Federal Reserve, the stronger they become. Today, the Federal Reserve is the strongest organization on the planet, bar none, especially thanks to the last three presidents, going back to Obama, Trump, the current idiot sitting behind the Resolute desk. These three presidents have made the Federal Reserve literally invincible at this point. And this war, expanding war, the propagation of war is going to make the Fed even stronger because, again, where's the cash come from? Huh, right over there, and they're more than happy to lend it. And then you're going to hear the freak show how strong our economy is. Look at the GDP number. Our economy is booming, but they're not going to tell you. Again, cash funneled here, cash funneled there, building up the military-industrial complex. All of this adds to GDP. It has nothing to do with what the consumer is going. The consumer is getting wiped out. The consumer is maxed out. They're done. They're absolutely done. This is the creation of this neo-feudal system you and I have spoken about for 10 freaking years. A wipeout of the middle class. And let me tell you something about this whole thing here in case you don't know. There are some people that are going to become unbelievably wealthy, more wealthy than they already are, via the mechanism of war. It's an incredible thing to understand that 1% of the richest people in the United States control half the nation's wealth. That, my friends, is pretty profound. But again, what else would you expect in this environment where we're going? But you can expect, again, this is just the beginning. More war, more death, more suffering, and that means higher GDP. And that means we're all doing great because that's what they're going to tell you. The propaganda ministry is going to tell you, like they always do, they dictate your life to you, that everything is fine. Like Janet Yellen yesterday with this GDP number. Oh, I don't
see a recession. The GDP number, no recession.
You can make it up. But there's no accountability here. And no one questions it. No one questions it, nor will they be allowed to question it. Watch what's going to happen at the next FOMC meeting when they float out Jay Powell. The thing, the vomitous mass puke that is now really the ruler of the world. I'm talking about the Federal Reserve chairman. No one's going to ask him at all how the billions, hundreds of billions of dollars that are being funneled around the world to fight wars, to expand war, to propagate war, that he's the guy who's supplying all the cash. And he won't tell you. No one is going to tell you. Not Lex Luthor from the Federal Reserve, nor the Gull from the Federal Reserve, or any of these creatures are going to tell you how massively inflationary this is. Oh, we're going to get an inflationary number today. I think it comes out at 8:30. Right now it's 8:13 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We're going to get an inflation number. And of course, this number is going to have no bearing on reality at all. Right now, in aggregate, and I showed it to you yesterday, inflation here in the United States has gone up. Well, their cost of living overall has gone up nearly 24% since 2020. 24%. That, my friends, is absolutely incredible. And you haven't seen anything yet. If you think we're done. Oh, that's the new catchphrase being thrown around, which was the old catchphrase. Are you ready for this one? How many of you recall, I don't know, maybe last year, inflation is peaking. Inflation is peaking. Inflation is peaking. That was the other lie. It was temporary. It was transitory. Then it was peaking, for which obviously this has been a complete lie. No, in no way, shape, or form has inflation. And they're using it again. They dug up that term. They're using peaking again. Turn on CNBC, Bloomberg this morning. They were talking about peaking inflation. Peaking inflation. It's not peaking anywhere. It's spiking. And it's going much, much higher. And forget about what's going to happen here. As this war in the Middle East expands and Iran gets directly involved, though we hit Iran, count on it, and crude oil is going to go, it's going to the moon and beyond, and understanding that over 6,000 common household products are made using crude oil, your cost of living is going much higher. Again, this is pressure on the middle class, and it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. Once you are aware of that, you're all going to be a lot better off than you are right now. Anyway, with that said, let's look over at this market. Even with this U.S. airstrikes in Syria here, not too much going on here with regard to the debt market. Still looking pretty ugly here. The 10-year yield, 4.87 the last time I looked at it. The relative strength of the dollar is higher. The MMRI, Manorino Market Risk Indicator. Again, free to everybody. Keep your eyes on this. Link in description of this video is higher as well. We're already in extreme risk situation here. And this is going to get much, much worse. But again, there was no real, I don't know, safety trade involved. Even though the dollar was slightly higher this morning, crude oil is loving this. I'm telling you that. Oil traders, energy traders, oh, they're going to be real, real happy about all this. Again, more people that die in the Middle East, the higher energy prices are going to go, the higher GDP is going to go. And I guess that makes everyone happy, right? Not you and I. You and me understand how vomitously, pathetically disgusting. Is that a word? I don't know. Vomitously? I just made it up. We'll just use that. We'll add that to our vocabulary, okay? It's just too much in my view. But again, what else would you expect? This is how it's all meant to go. You and I have been calling for this for I don't know how freaking long. And it's not over. In fact, this is just the beginning. You just wait. You just wait to see where this is going to go. It's going to be epic. Anyway, stock futures are mixed this morning. Dow futures are slightly lower. Slightly lower. S&P futures slightly higher. NASDAQ futures are slightly higher. NASDAQ has gotten pummeled as of late. Cryptocurrency is under pressure this morning. Gold and silver under pressure this morning. But not crude oil. Oh, no. It's crude oil, the lifeblood of the military-industrial complex. And then that's another thing. You have to understand with regard to crude oil, not only are the banks in all kinds of trouble holding toxic debt, okay? It's unbelievable in this environment. How these institutions did not have the foresight, I guess. I don't know. Something's up here. Because you and I are going to pay for it anyway, so they don't care. But to load up on debt that's yielding nothing, did they not understand that at one point yields were going to rise like we're seeing now? And they were going to watch their portfolios' value evaporate? Did they not know that? Of course they knew it, but they also knew that you and me were going to pay for it. You understand? Do you see how twisted this is here? And then with loan defaults skyrocketing across the board, we've never seen this before, not even during the Great Recession. We're way past that. So these banks, the banking system is in trouble, the financial system is melting down. All the stuff that you and I have spoken about on how freaking long is happening right now. And I'm telling you right now again, okay, you don't want to believe me? That's fine. Do so at your own risk. But war is going to expand and many, many more people are going to die. And don't be surprised when it hits home right here in the United States. There is no doubt in my mind that something major is brewing. You can feel it. Can't you feel it? I can feel it. I think we can all feel it. Use your God-given intellect just a little bit, and you'll be able to see things that most people are just unable to. That's the truth. People, I love you from the heart. I mean that we all need each other more so than ever. More so than ever. Our brothers, our sisters, we're a worldwide family. Our brothers and sisters all around this world. Some people are dying right now, and many more are going to die. And I feel that what happens in one part of the world has a ripple effect around the world, and it affects every single one of us here. But those that control the world here, okay, and this is the central banks, they are the one world government we have been warned about for I don't know how freaking long. Their goal is to be the lenders and buyers of last resort. So understanding that mechanism, realizing that there is not a single nation on the planet that has a war chest, central banks are more than happy to lend. This is how they become stronger. Stronger, not weaker. Okay, this was I have to use this fairy tale. During the Trump administration, there was some rumor going around the web that Trump is trying to bankrupt the Fed. That's why he's spending so much. No, he was empowering the Fed. He knew that. If you know the mechanism and I know the mechanism, so did President Trump. So does the freak behind the Resolute desk right now, Obama. They all know it. All our politicians understand this, okay? Central bank's product is debt. The more they issue to the world, the stronger they become, not the weaker. Okay, so when you hear that kind of a tale, you got to think about it. Understand you're being lied to. You're being misled. You're told to look here. You're being deceived. It's so easy to understand. When you know how the system works, you can see the deception because it just unfolds right before your eyeballs. Okay, this whole thing has been a setup and every one of these people are playing a role. They're playing a part. You understand? This is not what it seems to be. Nothing is what it seems to be. It's a grand deception leading us to war, death, pain, suffering, and in my view, a world population that's going to be a lot less moving forward here, unfortunately. All right, look, love you a lot. If you got something out of this video, please share it. Get it out there. Thumbs up. Those are always, I need those things. Truly, it gets these, we need these things. It gets the video out there. All right, I'm counting on that. I'll see all of you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for my live stream. Have some questions ready for me. We're going to cover it all. All right, I'm out of here.